With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And a very good afternoon. It's great to have you here on Listen Up. We got the Kings, the NBA. We've got the NFL playoffs. I'll give you my picks as we're going to continue this throughout the NFL postseason. So let me hear from you. Hit your hand icon. I'll put you right up on with me, and we can have a conversation. All right, let me get the picks out of the way first. All right. Why don't we start with the first game on the card? Why don't we start with the NFC 49ers hosting the Seahawks? The 49ers are a 10-point favorite. Weather looks like it's going to be an issue there, which might keep this game a little lower in the scoring department than normal. But with that said, I still think the 49ers are going to prevail in this game by at least 10 points, which is what the spread is. So I'm going to take San Francisco, and I'm going to give the 10 points. The Chargers at the Jaguars. Williams may not play for the Chargers, so that could be a loss. The Jacksonville Jaguars are getting a point and a half, but I'm going to go with Justin Herbert. I'll give the point and a half, and I will take the Chargers to get the playoff win. The Dolphins are at the Bills. No Tua. The Bills obviously have a lot on their side right now, and the emotion with DeMar Hamlin and the week that he had getting out of the hospital this week. The Bills are favored by 13. I'm going to give the 13, and I'm going to take Buffalo over Miami. The Giants and the Vikings, they played on Christmas Eve. The Vikings won 27-24 on a 61-yard field goal. I think this game will be close. I think the Giants will stay on the field with the Vikings. I'll take the 3 and the Giants in this game. I'll take the 3 points because I think this is going to be a very close game. Ravens at the Bengals, no Lamar Jackson. The Bengals are a 9.5-point favorite. I think the Bengals are going to win this game. I don't know if they're going to win by that number, which is a lot in a divisional game. You know, it's not like Jackson's been on the field lately. I think the Bengals are going to win, but I'll take the Ravens and the points. I think they'll cover, but I think the Bengals will win the game. The last game on the card is Dallas at the Bucks. Both these teams have been very disappointing coming down the stretch. Tampa's been disappointing the whole year. They beat Dallas in the first game of the season, but these are two totally different teams. I think Tampa's offensive line is too big of an issue. I think they have too many injuries. I just don't think they're very good. I think Dallas is just better. Excuse me. I think Dak Prescott, you know, is the whole key to this. You know, I think the Bucs defense can present some problems, but not enough. So I don't see Tampa winning this game. I really don't. You know, if I come on Tuesday, and I'm talking about Tampa winning, will I be surprised? A little bit, but not too much. I mean, I could see either of these teams winning, but I just think Dallas is just better than Tampa. And I have not been impressed with anything I've seen with Tampa coming down the stretch. All right. So there you have it. I'm going to go with those teams. All right. Week one of the NFL playoffs. All right. What do you think? What direction are you going to go? Give me your picks. You want to talk about the Kings last night, a 41-20 fourth quarter. Kings were down by one after three, and they were able to pull it out and win 41-20 in the fourth quarter. Tomorrow, I'll be on after the game on YouTube. We had a really good show last night. And then tomorrow at 3 o'clock Pacific, we'll get you ready for the NFL weekend with Sean Salisbury. So there you have it. All right. I want to hear from you. What are your picks? What do you think is going to happen? Any upsets? Anything else? Let's do it. All right. Let's get to Al. Al, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Nate. Just thanks for taking my call, man. It's down here at the American River. You got some sunshine out there, this bright orbital sphere in the sky. I think it's called the sun. So that's a good thing for us.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, it's nice, man. I just said, you know, I'm sitting there at the office. My dog sits there watching me because I work at home. So, you know what? I got a headache, man. Let's go to the river. So I left for the rest of the day.
Nice for you.
I got Bills, Niners, and Bengals. I usually try to stay away from the high points, but those three games, I don't think the Ravens. I know it's a divisional, but that's an X factor. But I just, those three games are going to be blowouts, in my opinion. The other game, Chargers, I think they're got a lot of guys back. All of a sudden, I think they might be flying under the radar. Though Bosa, everybody's ripping Staley, you know, for playing Bosa and Mike Williams. But, you know, you said this earlier a couple weeks ago. Is Joey Bosa his annual injury? The guy can't stay healthy. And he's got to – you were talking about this with, I think, Connor or someone. Hey, if a guy's been out, you're talking about speaking to a Dory Jackson, maybe he should play because he's been out. He's got to get in football shape, man. Even sometimes you just got to risk it. It's football, you know? Yep. But I like the Chargers
absolutely
to cover. You know, I was watching Jacksonville in that last game. They won. But Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if the – you know, it's his first playoff game. He just airmailed a pass right 10 feet over to some guy wide open in the end zone. But he's an up-and-coming talent. They've been a great story, like your Giants. I just think the Chargers are going to handle him. The closest game is going to be the Giants and Vikings, I think. So I like the Giants with the points because it's a field goal. I think it's going to be another game, like you said, you know, close, down to the wire. And, well, you know, this is the game. This is really the only – this one and then, I guess, Tampa Bay and Dallas are the only two games I feel that are really going to be close. But I like the Giants with the points. I hope they win for you and Connor's sake. And then I think Dallas is so talented. You know, they got thunder and lightning at running backs. They're loaded with talent. But they got Dak, Nape. You've said this. You've spoken to this, and you feel – I know you feel, hey, they can overcome it. I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I think, you know, and we spoke the other day, you know, picking the Tampa. Yeah, they struggled. They played poorly this year. Brady struggled. I think that you know, we talked about the off-field thing. I mean, can wear on them. I just think Dak's going to yak again, man. That's just my opinion. So those are my picks.
Okay.
I loved your rant on the A's. I'm so sad, man. I grew up in the Bay Area. I got to go see the, you know, the swinging A's, you know, with Charlie Finley, Catfish, Campy Campaneras, you know, winning those championships. And then I got to see the Bash Brothers later in my life. Me and my wife had lived in Hayward, and I used to take the BART up to the stadium and walk that long ass. Have you ever been on that walkway at the Oakland Coliseum?
Yep, I sure
have. Oh, my God.
Sure have.
That's like you're walking like about a mile. I'm so sad, Nate. That, you know, they're so – what is it with Oakland and owners in their sports? I mean, in the Raiders, you know, and then the A's have never had – and they've never been able to draw. I always felt like Oakland was a football town, you know. And it's – this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where the dysfunction is that the city – Council, it seems like the A's are willing to put up the money, but they want some, you know, help with the infrastructure as far as you got to have restaurants and bars, and like the Giants did. Just look across the bay. You know what they did? You know, they were at that god-awful candle. They couldn't draw flies at Candlestick. But I'm telling you, man. And the A's, the Giants moved to their beautiful little stadium. The whole place is this beautiful area, wholly redone with restaurants and bars. Beautiful little stadium right on the bay. And the A's can't get it done. I'm just so disappointed. And your rant was spot on. It's tough.
It's a shame. It really is. But it's just, you know, it just goes on and on and on. It's terrible.
And you know what? Shame on Oakland, man. You're going to be 0-3, you know, and you'll still have Jack London square. So good luck with that. And I'm sorry, I'm going to my own mini rant. Yeah. But man, it just frustrates me as an A's fan. But you know, I hope they can get a new stadium somewhere and a fan base that I know will support them. Because over the years, they put out a really competitive product, considering you got their, whoever the owner is, Charlie Finley, fighting with Catfish over a pin. You know, now this
John
guy,
Fisher,
you
now,
know,
yep.
they, Billy Beane always having to work his magic, you know, to put keep guys, and they lose players. They lost a good young talent earlier this year. I forget who it was. Oh, my God, it's just sad. But you were spot on with that rant. I'll let you go, man. Thanks for taking the call. And go Giants, man.
All right.
I hope they get it.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's move on to Anita. Anita, great to have you on the show today. How are you?
Oh, hey, Grant. Doing pretty good. It's nice to have a break in the rain. And, you know, as a caller said before, just to see the sun, you get really grateful and thankful and appreciative when you don't
Who would have ever thought you'd be saying that in California, right? It's great to see the sun.
Oh, man. And I hope I'm saying that Tuesday morning. But I hope you're seeing it after the Giants. But I can't disagree with any of your picks. And, you know, I mean, you're just spot on with the picks. It's almost too easy.
We'll see. I mean, I think I'm in last place for my picks this year. So let's wait and see what happens, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, for me, it's with the Cowboys, you know, in your previous caller just kind of summed it up. I don't know which team is going to show up. And, you know, is it the awesome defense? You know, is it going to be 11 from heaven, or is Micah going to be a no-show? He's talking a lot. And when you talk that kind of, you have to come and you have to back it up. So, you know, cause my whole thing is, you know, just let your players, they talk and then they jinx themselves. You just gotta be very careful with that. So I'm just, you know, just leave it on the field. Let your play speak for itself. Just go out there, play a game. If the right Cowboys team shows up, we win the game.
Yep.
If not, it could be the upset of the week. And, you know,
no question,
one and done. I'm just
no question.
And the same thing for you and the Giants. I think the game with the Cowboys and the game with the Giants, those could be the two that I think are the most kind of iffy. It's very close. And, you know, any team makes a mistake, and, you know, if Dak is out there throwing, you know, picks or pick sixes, it's over.
Yeah, the difference between the Giants and the Cowboys situation is if the Giants have already had a very successful season, regardless of what happens in Minnesota. For the Cowboys, no, that's not the case. If the Cowboys do not win, this will be a failed season in Dallas, regardless of how many games they won during the regular season.
Absolutely a failed season. You know, it's similar to what the situation the Kings are in. If they don't make the playoffs, it's a failed season.
Yes, it is.
You know, so it's that similar situation where, you know, having not, you know, been to a Super Bowl in so long. I mean, so, and I just, the owner won't hush, and everybody's popping off at their mouth. I'm like, just go out there, play your best football, and let your game and your play speak for itself. And just don't talk anymore.
Yep.
They can I don't want to see another tweet or another sound bite. You know, just go out there and get ready for the, you know, it's a big game. Get ready and just get this first one. And let's hope, you know, that they look like they did before the last 2 or 3 weeks at the end of the season. If that team shows up, that's hopeful. If one of the other teams shows up, and even if they win, but if they play bad, that I'm not feeling good about the next round.
I'm right with you, Anita. I think you're spot on. And I think if Dallas loses to Tampa, Jerry Jones will fire the coaching staff, and, you know, he'll fire Mike McCarthy, and you'll have a whole new staff in there next year. That's what I think will happen.
It's getting really hard. I mean, I've stood by them since the 1970s, and, you know, Tom Landry, Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett. I mean, it's just getting harder right now. So I'm hoping this year we can do a little something and rooting for the Giants, you know, until we have to meet and then we'll have that conversation. But appreciate everything you've been doing. I'm loving games, you know, the talk shows after the games, and everything is just amazing. So thank you, Grant. Keep up
thank
the great
you.
Work. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Anita. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend and stay safe. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. If you want to get in on the program, you have the opportunity to do so. Again, speaking of YouTube, again, a really good show last night. We had a lot of people watching on all three platforms. And eventually, I am going to start doing some halftime shows. So I'll let you know when those are going to be. We'll try that and see how that goes. All right. Let's get to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the program. You'll follow us up here. What's going on?
Thank you, Grant. I really enjoyed your show last night, then your story about Air Force One. Now, I can't
Thank
top
you.
Your story, but I do have a story about Air Force One if you want to hear it. Anyways,
sure.
I was an airman in the Air Force at Beale was my last base, Castle Air Force Base in 1979, 1981. Well, Jimmy Carter flew in on the Air Force One back then. I guess it's not as fancy as the one you went on. Yeah.
No, 707.
You know, all the dignitaries were there. I got my picture with him and Rosalind and all that in the crowd. And we all thought everything was over. We went back to our squadrons and all that. All of a sudden, we get a phone call, and I was in transportation. I drove all the dignitaries around the base and all that, the commanders and all that stuff. We get a phone call that Chip Carter left his tennis racket on the plane, and I had to drive it to I think the representative was Coelho or in Modesto. There was a big fundraiser, Democratic fundraiser going on at this guy's house, congressman's house. So I had the duty of driving the tennis racket from Merced Atwater to Modesto, where they were staying. I get there, it's all the Secret Service. I'm just an airman with a couple of stripes, you see. And they invite me in to eat lunch. And I didn't want to, you know, no, come
well,
on, come on in.
How about that?
I got to go in and eat, and all these people were milling around. I guess that was before all the top.
That's
secret,
very cool.
You know, back
yeah,
in the 70s.
That's pretty
but
cool.
That's as close. Close as I got
that's
to
pretty
the
cool.
president in Air Force One. But
there you go.
Anyways, did you do your picks
there you go.
Before I got on? I had some chores. And,
yep, I did.
I guess I'll re-listen to it again. I guess you did pick the 49ers. Yeah,
I did. So, I picked the Niners giving 10 points.
10 points. Wow. Woo. That's a lot of points, especially against Seattle. They know us so well. And it's supposed to be.
Well, the Niners know Seattle well, and the Niners know they're a much better team than Seattle. That's what they know.
Well, I'm a Niner fan. You know that. And I hope your Giants pull through. I think if the Giants want a playoff game, that'll make your year.
Well, they've already had a really good year, even if they don't win the game. But, yes, it would.
Yeah. Well, I'm rooting for your Giants, too. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Easy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye now. All right. Thanks, Jeff, for the call. Right.
Hey, folks, let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I've got to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day. That is until I found ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. And hey, I'm not going to lie. I'll be honest with you. I was a little on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then just recently, I was at my buddy's 60th birthday party. They had rented out a restaurant for the entire night, so I gave it a shot. Let me tell you something. It's the real deal. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Hey, there's a lot going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/grant to get 15% off your first order when you use Grant at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So, hey, if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to zbiotics.com/grant. Use the code GRANT at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I hit the wrong button. I apologize. Jeff, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. If you want to get in on the program, hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and we will do it. Let's get to Trent. Hello, Trent. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Grant, for having me on again. I had a good day, and it was we had a really pretty sunrise over where I work, and it was pretty in pink, and it was pretty when the sun came out today. So I was just wondering, the Kings are playing the Rockets for, it was last night and then tomorrow night. Did the NBA always do a back-to-back scheduling with that?
No.
Sort of,
no.
Stuff?
No, they're starting to do it more to cut down on travel.
Oh, cut down on travel. Okay, okay. Is it just, was that after COVID, or was that this year or years before?
It was after COVID. Yes, they started last year where you will play, like the Kings go to Minnesota and play Minnesota twice. They go to Houston. They play Houston, the same situation, back-to-back. Again, the league's just trying to reduce some of the air travel.
All right, that's cool. Thank you very much. I think the 49ers will beat the Seahawks today, and I think the Bills will beat the Dolphins. I think the I'm going to go out on the limb, and I think the Buccaneers will beat the Cowboys. And, gosh, what's the other game? Oh, the Chargers and Jaguars. I think the Chargers will beat the Jaguars. So that's all I can remember right now.
Okay, buddy. Thank I appreciate you. It. You have a good rest of the day. Thanks
Thank
very much
very
for the
much.
Call.
Take care.
Yep, you too. All right, let's get to Connor. Hey, Connor, welcome to the program today. How are you?
Doing good, Grant. How are you?
Good.
So I heard on the post-game show you were talking about the Kings maybe bringing in Enes Kanter, and I thought that was a good idea. But, you know, speaking of people who kind of got in trouble with their mouth, I saw today that Myers Leonard worked out for the Lakers, so that's kind of good to see him maybe make a return to the NBA.
Absolutely. I would love to see Myers Leonard. Kind of ironic that, you know, he has a workout with the Lakers, who LeBron, you know, didn't say a damn word in support of Myers Leonard. But as soon as Kyrie Irving, you know, puts his foot in his mouth, he's all behind him, supporting him, blah, blah, blah. You know, both anti-Semitic situations. And LeBron, again, who's selective with his noise when it comes to hate, didn't say a word, didn't speak up, didn't give any vote of confidence or support to Myers Leonard. Myers Leonard was suspended for a week, subsequently traded, and then released by Oklahoma City. What happened to him is an absolute farce.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. And then one thing that was pretty crazy to me to see is that De'Aaron Fox, I know you don't really care about this, he made the second return of the All-Star voting, so it's good to see a King finally up there.
Okay. I didn't notice it. Where's he at on the list?
So he's the 10th Western Conference guard. So he just
okay.
made the last
All
spot,
right.
but still no Sabonis.
Okay. That's just, it just shows how stupid the fans are. I mean, I hate to be blunt, but I'm just calling it the way it is. Just to, it just goes to show you how fans that do this don't have any idea what the hell they're talking about. Now, I'm generalizing. Some fans are very good, but too many of the fans, they have no clue. They really have no clue. And then there are another group of fans that they don't even care who's on the ballot. They're only going to vote for individuals on their team, which is why I keep on saying the fans voting for the All-Stars is just stupid. There's just no other way to say it. It's absurd that they let the fans partake in this. The fans should have no input at all in who's on the All-Star team.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, Sabonis is leading the league in rebounds and double-doubles. I mean, he'll get in.
He should start in the game. He should be a starter on the All-Star team.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Down low right next to Jokic. I mean, he's basically a mini version of him. So that'd be perfect together.
That's correct. Correct.
And then switching gears to talk a little bit of hockey. I know we haven't done that in a while, but I mean, I saw the Oilers game last night. I mean, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl again. I mean, they just scored some incredible goals. Like Draisaitl through his legs.
They're unbelievable.
The way that he can like make the quick turns and stuff that he makes to just get past defenders, and then he had a backhand shot. I mean, there's nobody like him in the NHL. I mean, it's really great to see.
It's unbelievable. He is an absolute marvel, and he's probably the one real superstar in sports in North America that the most fans don't even know, you know, who they're watching. You know what I mean? Like, they've never heard of him because, obviously, of the fact that Edmonton is, you know, not exactly on very much, and if they are, people don't even watch it anyway. But yeah, you know, pretty good. The one thing that is not good is the standings. You know, they're like fighting just to make the playoffs. They're eighth overall in the conference, you know? So that would be a shame if they don't get into the Stanley Cup playoffs just for what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they've been kind of playing 500 ball for a while now. I mean, they've just been hanging around those two wild card spots, but
yeah, they're the second wild card right now as we are at the halfway point of the NHL season. They're the second wild card in the West.
Yeah, but one good thing we were talking about before was that last year the big cause of their problems was their goaltending in the playoffs. But now they're starting to get a goalie to get a little hot. But I mean, it's obviously too early to be getting hot at the right time, but it's good to see somebody that's starting to make a lot of saves.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It is incredibly important every game right now because of where they're at in the standings. I mean, you can't say, well, this game doesn't matter. No, every single game is crucial for them to make the playoffs. Every single game is crucial for them.
Yeah, and then a little question about hockey. I mean, the San Jose Sharks, I mean, they're obviously like a pretty local team. I mean, do people in, like, California just not really care about hockey at all, or is it just the team's not good, or?
No, the Sharks had the greatest fan support in the NHL for many, 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 many years. I mean, they would sell out every game at the Tank. They were rabid, crazy hockey fans. Unfortunately, you know, after knocking on the door seemingly year after year after year in terms of being a Stanley Cup contender, they have just fallen off the map where they're not even competitive anymore. I think they only have like 12 or 13 wins last time I looked. So they're just a bad team.
Yeah, and then last thing before I'll give my picks. I mean, I really appreciated your storytelling at the end of the postgame show yesterday. I mean, I'm a huge history guy. I mean, history and sports are like my two favorite things. So that was really entertaining to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And then for my picks, do you want me to just run through all six games or should I just pick a few?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You can do all six.
Obviously, the Giants. I mean, the fact that it's a field goal game would probably favor the Vikings, but I'm still taking them. I think the Seahawks, since it's going to be probably a rainy running game, I could think I'm going to take the Seahawks. The Chargers, I think they're just a little bit better. I'll take them. The Bills should have no problem without Tua. The Bengals should have no problem since Lamar Jackson's probably not going to play. And then the big wild card, I'm going to take the Buccaneers. I mean, even though I'm a Giants fan, I don't think you can count out Tom Brady this time of year.
Okay, gotcha, buddy. Gotcha. If I told you there was going to be one upset of magnitude, and I'm not talking about the Giants because it's only a 3-point spread. There were some big numbers this weekend. I mean, like, to me, the biggest upset this weekend would be if Miami beat Buffalo and Buffalo. Would you agree without Tua?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, especially with, I mean, how good the Bills are feeling right now with all the good news of Hamlin. I feel like they're on top of the world right now. I can't see them losing at all.
I can't either. I'd be shocked if the Bills lose, you know? I would be shocked. I just don't see it. Now, if you told me that Tua was playing and had been on the field the last couple of weeks, I still would pick Buffalo because they're a better team, but at least I could see it being competitive, you know?
Yeah, and then after that, I'd probably say if the Ravens or Seahawks won, that would probably be up there as well. I mean, the Ravens are in basically the same situation as the Dolphins with their quarterback. So, I mean, I don't know how you win a game in the postseason without your main guy.
I'm with you. I am with you 100%, you know, absolutely. All right, so let me ask you this. Basketball, if the All-Star game were to get – when we get to the All-Star game, Sabonis is clearly going to be on the All-Star team. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. As a loyal Kings fan, how do you feel about Fox? You said he's now 10th on the list. Do you think, assuming that he continues to play the way he has for the rest of this month, do you believe he will be on the All-Star team?
I don't think he's going to make the team, but I believe that he definitely should be on the team. I mean, it's been like the past 2-3 years where he's been borderline and putting up like 25 points a game and stuff and not making it. I think that the team's place in the standings is really going to help his chances because, I mean, a top 4 seed in the West, I mean, they should get him. I mean, look at the Jazz last year. I mean, Mike Conley was an all-star. I mean, obviously he's a good enough player to make it, but, I mean, the Jazz had a lot of all-stars. I mean, the Kings, Fox is a guy that, I mean, I don't think a lot of people talk about him on the national stage, but I mean, if it's, I don't know how the voting works for the reserves, but if it's like executives and stuff, I think you might have a fair shot.
No, he'll get it. Yeah, it's the coaches, and so they'll get in. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it, buddy. Good hearing from you, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Bye.
All right. Take care. Yep. Bye bye now. All right. If you want to get in on the program, easy to do. Hit your hand icon, raise your hand, and I will put you right on. Tomorrow's show in Salisbury at 3 over on YouTube. And then after the Kings and the Rockets, I will certainly be looking forward to doing the post game with Ryan in Sacramento. What about the Kings last night? They were down by a point entering the fourth. And, you know, again, I thought it was a very lackadaisical game. They almost felt like if they wanted to turn it on, they could. And that's fine against Houston. But I wasn't that impressed with the game last night. I really wasn't. I was not that impressed. I'm impressed that they're able to go out and score 41 points in a quarter. I mean, that's big. But, you know, you should not be trailing to Houston entering the fourth quarter. You really shouldn't. All right, we'll see what happens again tomorrow. These same two teams. And again, I'll be on with Ryan right after the game. And then, you know, tomorrow with Sean Salisbury, obviously, we're going to be talking a lot of football tomorrow. So be sure and join us 3 o'clock tomorrow over on YouTube Live. The Kings after tomorrow will hit the road for two games at San Antonio. And then they play the LA Lakers. The Rockets with the loss last night further cement themselves as the worst team in the NBA. And I could see the Rockets tomorrow, you know, getting blown out. And somebody did bring this to my attention. I was not aware that Kevin Porter Jr. Was injured in the game, and he's officially listed as a day-to-day on the injury report. But again, when you look at the Rockets and you look at how they have really struggled this year, they're a young team. You know, they understand their time is the future. It's not now. They are 10 and 31. They're 18 games off the pace. Think about that for a minute. But they're not as bad defensively as Sacramento. They allow 116 points a game. The Kings allow 117 points a game, but the Rockets only score 109 a game. That's 109.2, which is the worst, all right? The worst in the Western Conference. 109.2. Only Miami scores less than they do in the entire league. So offensively, a big issue. You know, but last night, you know, they looked pretty good offensively until the fourth quarter. They looked pretty good until the fourth quarter. All right, again, I want to hear from you. Hit your hand icon, and we will put you right on. Again, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Sean Salisbury, and then after the game over on YouTube. We've got a lot of suggestions about, because the halftime show on TV is so awful, about doing a halftime show. And I'm going to look at the schedule this weekend and figure out, you know, what games might be good to start doing halftime shows. And then if that works out real well, who knows? You know, maybe I'll just do a pregame show in addition to that. And then, you know, once we get down to nitty gritty, maybe I'll just stay on for the whole game. Who knows, right? I'm open to anything. You know, if that's what you want and there is demand for that, then I'm okay. You know, I'm okay doing that. I really am. You know, if we can get a lot of people on the stream and get, you know, more and more people to find out that we're doing this, then yeah, I'm all open for that. Absolutely. It could be a really fun March and April. Might as well, you know, all get together and enjoy it together. So again, after the Rockets, the Spurs, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do for that game yet because of the football weekend. I'll definitely be on YouTube after the Lakers game. As a matter of fact, I will tell you right now, I will do a halftime show for the Lakers game. I won't do it for the Spurs game just because of all the football going on the weekend, but I will do it. I'll do it for the Lakers game. We'll do a halftime show and a post-game show on YouTube. All right, let's get to Eli. Eli, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, Grant. How are you doing?
I'm good. Eli, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I was at the Kings game last night, actually. So I enjoyed the win, obviously. A little bit surprising that the environment in there wasn't as energetic and loud as we might expect it to be now, considering that they're a winning team. Maybe it was just because it was a midweek game and against a not very notable opponent. So I don't know. But nonetheless, it was a good game to go to because we got the win, and I did catch your post game afterwards. I thought it was your best one you've done so far. I loved that show.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, so keep it up. I want you to do more of that, and you know, the halftime shows, like everyone said, you know, whatever you can do, pregame, halfgame, whatever it may be.
Okay. So,
yeah, I'm definitely supportive of that. I encourage that wholeheartedly. And I think you touched on this a little bit. You're doing that competition to see who can get on with you guys. I think the more interaction, yeah, the better. So if you can get like some of your regular callers on sometimes to, yeah, contribute, I think that'd be great. I think we'd all enjoy that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to see how that works. And we're going to start five-game increments beginning with the Spurs game. And at the end of five games, we will give out individual grades and a team grade, and the person that donates the most via the super chat will be able to join us live on the stream. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be fun, and I would love to have people come on with Ryan and I. I think it could be a lot of fun.
Perfect. Yeah, I'd be interested in doing that too. So keep us posted on what you decide to, yep, do with that. But as far as the Kings go, yeah, I think it's safe to say maybe we can have a little bit of cautious optimism at this point that they can pick up some wins coming up and,
yep,
maybe get a little bit of separation. I know we've been saying that in the past and couldn't get it, so maybe this time they'll break through going into the All-Star game and the halfway point of the season. So,
did you see Tyrese Halliburton got hurt last night?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he left Madison Square Garden on crutches, and he's going to be out a couple of weeks. Wow. He's got an elbow and knee issue. I did not see the injury, but he sprained his left elbow and bruised his knee when he lost a shoe falling awkwardly late in the third quarter. And again, he left Madison Square Garden on crutches. And I know he had an MRI this afternoon.
Wow.
And unless it has come out while I am on the air, I have not seen an update, but he's their team, and this is going to be a really significant blow for the Pacers. He's out at least, yeah, 2 weeks. He's out at least 2 weeks.
That sure is very unfortunate because I think we had very similar records with the Pacers, yep, right? So that, yeah, I hope he recovers soon. Speaking of injuries, do we know what the situation is with Sabonis and how that healing process might be going on his thumb now? Do we know,
well,
like approximately when that can be a safe recovery for him?
I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know is it obviously is not affecting his play on the court. You know, that's what we could say. I mean, he looks
right.
Does he look any different to you? I mean, he's still, no. Yeah. So,
yeah, I was just curious, like, if when we can be confident that, like, you know, if he gets hit there again, it wouldn't be an issue, or I don't know what the time
is. I don't think you're confident about that. I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, obviously, he's playing with, you know, it's secure via tape and stuff, which will help, but I wouldn't be willing to go that far. I mean, I think if he gets hurt in a certain way on his hand, obviously, he could have some real issues. Fortunately, that has not happened yet.
And you think that that would apply for potentially the rest of the season, like 2 months from now? Would you still think that?
I'm not qualified to answer the question that way. Not being a doctor, I don't know the answer to that. And I don't want to give out the wrong information.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I just think, because you were talking to that doctor. Yep. I wasn't sure if that.
I did not ask that. I did not ask that.
Got it.
I would say this, okay. Though. The fact that we are already in the middle of January, I would say it's unlikely that when the Kings go to Indiana on February 4th, that Tyrese Halliburton will be on the floor. I'll just say unlikely, because they said at least 2 weeks, which is unfortunate, because that's the only reason to really watch that game.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And if I recall, I think we comfortably beat the Pacers with Halliburton.
Yes,
right?
That's so, correct.
Yeah, so that's,
and you, know, and you might not even see Zion Williamson in the next game. They go to Indiana to New Orleans. So you could go on that road trip that starts off in Minnesota on the 29th of this month. You play Minnesota, day off, Minnesota, mm-hmm. at San Antonio, day off at Indiana, day off at New Orleans, next night at Houston, day off at Houston. So, you know, you could be getting a big break on those games. So we'll see. It's a little ways off. You know, who knows? Maybe Fox is hurt. Maybe Sabonis is hurt. I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know, but I was just. But,
well, the three spot isn't out of reach, I guess, depending on how things
exactly.
go. The Kings just need to start being consistent and winning the games. Hey, Grant, I think you already touched up on this. I wasn't listening to the entire show, but did you already talk about the possibility of DeMarcus Cousins joining the Lakers?
I did not.
Okay. Did you see that at all?
I didn't really pay much attention to it. I know that there are 10-day contracts right now, and he's trying to get on to a 10-day contract. But we'll wait and see. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I just saw that he was working out with them or something, and there was a high possibility he might be signed. So I was just curious what your thoughts were, if you thought that it just means the Lakers are desperate at this point or what. Because
they are desperate. Well, they are desperate. Look at the standings, and they are desperate. There's no question about that. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know what else to say. We'll see.
Fair enough. All right, Grant. Well, have a good rest of your day.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. All right, if you want to get in on the program, you have a chance to do so before we wrap it up. Again, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, show in Salisbury on YouTube Live. I'll be on after the game. And again, I'm not sure what I'm going to do on Sunday because of all the NFL with the Kings and the Spurs. But for Thursday, we'll absolutely, all right, absolutely, or Wednesday, I should say, be doing the Kings Lakers post game and halftime. I think that's on Wednesday. All right. So we'll definitely. Do that. NFL playoffs this weekend. We'll get into it a lot tomorrow with Sean Salisbury over on YouTube. And of course, I will be talking about it tomorrow here on Listen Up. But again, you know, the problem with doing halftime for the Spurs game, it's going to be head to head, right, with the football. And I'm telling you right now, I probably won't even do a post game show for the Spurs game. You know, I got to concentrate on the NFL playoffs. So that's not for certain, but I may not even do anything for the Spurs game. We'll see. I'll make a decision on Saturday. All right. Hey, I hope you have a great rest of the day. Great having you here on this app. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, both here and on YouTube. Be safe. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.